You are now listening to The Football Spectacle, the ultimate home of football.
Hello and welcome back to The Football Spectacle, everyone. This is a new setup we're doing here.
Yeah, like a new era.
New era really. Of Football Spectacle. We're kind of doing a whole rebrand, whole new vibe going on now. We're doing the video, as you can all see us now, so... Hello, friends. You can finally see our beautiful faces, for those of you who don't know what we look like. And we have two new permanent partners on the team. Welcome, Jamie and Dao.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure to work with you guys in the past, and we're very happy to
be a part of this new era.
Absolutely. Yeah,
all the previous episodes have been really fun, so I'm excited to go forward with the new season.
Yeah, we enjoyed them a lot, too, and we thought we should keep these guys around all the time. It's awesome.
Absolutely. So yeah, we're getting a bit more of a group vibe going on. Whole new rebrand. We've got a bunch of good content coming your way. Starting today, we may as well just get right into it. We've got a fun little debating episode we've planned to do. And it's all going to be around the new proposed European Super League. Where for those of you who don't know, obviously there was a Super League proposal done in 2021, which got hotly debated and ended up getting refuted by most people in the public and the fans, because of the system kind of was very much about the rich getting richer. But however, there's a new system that's been proposed recently. And so we're going to debate this new system because we think that this new league may be more promising and may have a bit more, reason for debate to kind of discuss whether it's going to be a good thing or not. So how we've pretty much split it up is Nick and I are on the pro Super League team, the old boys, and then we've got the new boys, Jamie and Dao, who are on the against Super League team. And so we'll pretty much just start off by maybe just giving a brief introduction into what the Super League is.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask Nick to take that off.
Yeah, so it's been in the works for decades. It's kind of the idea that because Europe is so close together, why would they have different leagues in each country? Why not put it all together and have every top team playing each other more often? So instead of, you still get your El Clasicos every year, but you'd also get Manchester City versus Madrid twice a year, instead of just in the Champions League. And what they proposed in 2021 was to compete with the Champions League, and all the top clubs would leave UEFA and go into this new proposed Super League. The idea behind it was for financial stability, because there's been a huge financial gap since COVID that's only getting worse and worse. And the small teams can't really compete with the big ones anymore. It's only if you're owned by a billionaire or your league pumps money into your club that you can actually buy top players, and everyone else is just selling. So this was kind of to distribute funds all over Europe and try and make it more balanced again. But what they tried to do was that 16 of the 20 teams would permanently be there. So let's say you had a Chelsea situation where they have a really bad season, you would end up finishing 12th, you would still be in the Super League the following year, even if the Champions League rules are that you wouldn't be, you wouldn't qualify. So that was super controversial. That was probably the biggest part of it, yeah. Was that these elite clubs would always be on top. And so the idea of trying to help these smaller clubs is completely ruined. And all it would do is make the rich teams even richer. So the new proposal is that there would be promotion and relegation, so that if you have bad seasons, you wouldn't qualify the following year. It would be more like Champions League, Europa Conference League.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're also proposing, it's now an 80-team competition now, and as Nick was saying, multiple divisions. So yeah, so it's a bit more, open to, smaller teams getting in based on performance metrics as well, but also you still get that kind of, you're still going to get some world-class games from throughout Europe. So why don't we get right into the debating then? Maybe Nick and I will start off with a little...
Sure.
Pro Super League and why we think it's going to be a good thing for Europe and for football as a whole.
Yeah. Do you want to start going into it? I'll just kind of add along.
Absolutely. So I think some of the big reasons why the Super League is kind of gaining some traction now and wanting to become a big, is starting to become hotly supported in Europe is because, you know, you look at all the leagues, and you look at the top five leagues in Europe, you look at the Premier League and the Bundesliga, La Liga, Serie A, and Liga. It has been clear for the past, like, 5 to 10 years that the Premier League is overtaking the world of football in Europe. It is clear that they have the highest revenue, they have the highest net spend in the transfer markets, they have the best TV rights. Overall, they just can gain, you know, they have a lot of money coming in, and therefore allows them to spend a lot of money, attracting lots of world-class players, lots of investment to the Premier League and to England. This has ultimately caused a big kind of discrepancy between the Premier League and the other leagues, the other top four leagues in Europe, which has caused this divide now, and kind of like a big gap between, you know, the financial systems in each of those countries. This means now that countries like, you know, in Italy, for example, in the Serie A, they're really struggling to be able to bring, you know, they're struggling financially, even just as businesses, but also, you know, they can't spend nowhere close to the same amount of money that the English can. And pretty much what this caused now is, you know, they just don't have the TV rights, they don't have the money coming in, the investments coming in, and ultimately, you know, these leagues are struggling now, and they can't bring in the traction, and they can't pretty much succeed. So where the Super League would come in with this now is it pretty much brings an opportunity for all of those leagues to kind of combine together. And this means that now the Premier League, you know, the top clubs in the Premier League and smaller clubs in the Premier League will all be able to kind of, you know, compete against other teams in Europe. And now creating this one big league will bring traction to every country together, and therefore creating a more equal and kind of diverse spread of the income, and also therefore the spending and investment coming into each league.
Yeah, like without a Super League, this gap is only going to get worse and worse. I think for the last 5 years, or 3 years in a row at least, the Premier League has spent more each summer than every other league combined. And if you're a top club, let's say my Milan, the rivals aren't Man City or Chelsea anymore, or Man United, in terms of spending. We're getting outbid by Bournemouth, and we were Champions League semi-finalists last season, second most Champions Leagues ever. Or we just can't compete with relegation squads in the Premier League. So unless you're Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern, or PSG, not a single club outside the Premier League can spend over 30 million on a player unless you're able to sell first. So that's what clubs kind of have to do. You have to pray that a Premier League team comes in, buys your player for big money, and then you can spend a little bit, but you're still giving up your top players every season. So that's what Milan did this summer with Sandro Tonali. He funded our whole market.
I can't believe they let go of Tonali, man.
I'm fine with it. For that money, we had to.
You got a lot of money, but I thought he was going to become a club legend.
Everyone thought that, yeah. And he said he wanted to stay forever, and that he would play for free if he could.
Yeah.
But money talks, and we don't have any money. And we're competing with the Saudis, who are able to give him 50 million euros a year. He's on 2.5 million at Milan.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look at the club he went to, right? Newcastle, which wasn't a very prominent team in past years. And then you look at the foreign investment into Newcastle.
Yeah.
And then, big reason is that they're regarded as a Premier League team. That is the label put on them, right?
Yeah.
A Premier League team that's going to be the moneymaker, even though they weren't performing as well before in the past.
Yeah.
That still attracts a lot of these big money investors because they have the Premier League label.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's great for doing business in. And I mean, how many English owners are still in the Premier League? It's not many. Maybe 4 or 5 maximum.
Not a lot.
Only one in the top 6. It's all Americans now. They're coming in and investing. Like, if you think a Todd Bowley or the Glazers care about the teams, no, they wanted to hold his investment, sell it for 10 years down the line. And that's happening all over Europe too. Like, Milan, American owned. It's happening everywhere. It's not just in the Premier League. I'm not trying to single that out. It's just clubs are investments now, and they're money makers. They're not football clubs. So when we say that Super League was kind of like the rich stealing from the poor, it's already becoming like that. The Super League, ironically, might be the only way to save it if it's in the right format. Of course, the original proposal was a disaster, and that cannot happen. That would just kill the game forever. But there has to be, we have to find a middle ground where everyone can kind of compete. And I think UEFA is also getting in the way of that. So they've been obviously shut down the Super League. because it's like it competes with their big moneymaker, the Champions League, which brings in billions a year. But remember that the clubs only get a small percentage of that. They don't get the TV broadcasting rights. They get a percentage, but UEFA's raking it in. Mm-hmm. The Super League would compete with the Champions League. It'd be the same thing, but the clubs would get all the money. That's the big thing. It just cuts out the greedy UEFA guys, because they are greedy. Look at FIFA too. Mm-hmm. And the Champions League now has a new format. And we talk about permanent membership being such an issue. UEFA is adding that to the Champions League in this new format. So it's based off your coefficient. So let's say Napoli won Serie A last year. Let's say they come in 14th. They have a miserable year. They'd still be in the Champions League the year after because they did well in Europe the year before. So, I mean, this permanent membership thing is already happening. And there's already more games coming to the Champions League. They'll play 8 group games now. And if you qualify, there's a playoff leg to qualify for the round of 16. So that's another 4 games a season, at least. Mm-hmm. And players are already playing way too many games.
Super League's 14 games minimum, I believe.
That's what they were saying, but that could easily change. Yeah. Like, if you make a Champions League final, you're playing 14 games. Mm-hmm. I think the best solution would be completely replace the Champions League. Keep it at 32 teams, let's say. Let's say it's completely the exact same format as the current Champions League, and just cut out UEFA. Clubs from around Europe get all that money.
So one thing I don't like about that is I love the Champions League. It's the most exciting football to watch, other than the World Cup, in my opinion. And another thing with the Super League is people are hyping it up because they want more excitement, they want bigger games, mm-hmm. they want games that more people are going to watch. But if you get rid of that tournament format football, which the Champions League has with the group stages, you go to knockouts, you got your semis, you got your finals, it's just such a different setup. And I think that a competition like that, where you're getting the best teams in the world from all the different leagues fighting for a Champions League trophy, is so different from a Super League.
But what if it were... The thing is, we don't know if it's 100%. That's the latest proposal, it's a league, but we don't know.
My understanding is it's a league. It's 14 games minimum per season.
So another maybe proposal then, could they do like an MLS style where they do both?
What if it completely is the exact same as the Champions League? You just remove UEFA from the title, cut them out, and the money and the clubs get all the money.
So how would the...
That's going to be very hard to do.
Yeah.
Well, with that,
that's already what they're trying to do. All you have to do is say, hey, we're going to make this a tournament.
Well, would you then divide Europe into Eastern and Western, and then further divide into divisions?
Why not leave it completely the same? It's the exact same as the Champions League. Say it's a new competition, it's going to be a tournament. Maybe you make it 40 teams instead of 32, just so UEFA can't sue you for stealing their tournament.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's just a way of just kicking them out. Let that federation kind of sit out. The clubs do their own thing. All the money goes to them, and the players would get paid more. The players would have more of a say, because their clubs would be vouching for them. The federation doesn't care about the players, but the clubs do. If you're Madrid, you don't want Vinny Jr. being run into the ground playing 60 games a season. No, you want to keep him safe, so he's always fit, he's always bringing in fans, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And I think it would also help the smaller countries too, gain more money. So right now you're lucky if you get a Serbian team into the Champions League, and they're always out in the group stage. I think it'd be interesting if these smaller countries were guaranteed spots in this tournament, and they would make so much more money, and they'd be able to compete, not with the mega clubs yet, but maybe over time, especially if the mega clubs would give up a bit more money. I think that'd be fantastic. I don't think they ever would.
So do you expect to see clubs playing their regular season games, playing in the Europa League, playing Super League on top of that?
I think
Super
League the UEFA
gonna wipe out like every other competition.
I think it would wipe out the Champions League. I think we need to protect the domestic leagues. Those are most important. Those can't go.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. And I think for me, a big thing is the 14 game minimum seems a bit much.
I think it's too many games
and
too.
What you'll start to see is these certain cup competitions in domestic leagues, such as the Carabao Cup. Mm-hmm. I mean, for being honest, on the tier of important competitions, I don't think players regard that high on their priority. No. And what we might see with the increase in games is the attention or priority to those cup games becoming lower and lower.
Yeah, definitely.
And I even can see maybe a roster size increase for certain teams because of, well, what might be introduced, maybe load management.
Yeah. Well, we're already starting to see that. I mean, Man City don't play the starters in Carabao Cups. And Man City has three different lineups, like totally different players.
I mean,
they have three players at every position ready to go. No other club has the money to do that, though. Like, you're lucky if you have a good backup in another position.
Yeah. I think we're going to see the same thing, especially if the Super League is a league format and not a tournament. We're going to see the same thing happening in the other top leagues in the world. Like, I'd assume the Premier League would still be pretty strong, but these other leagues are going to get destroyed by the Super League. Like, nobody is going to care to watch those leagues to see the lower level teams playing and the top teams in those leagues not playing their best players and just saving them for the big matches in the Super League. And I think it's gonna take away from everything so much. It's gonna take away from the Champions League. It's gonna take away from every single domestic league.
But this is already happening. Like, the new Champions League format is, you're guaranteed 8 games. If you qualify, you're already set for 12 for 10. You make the round of 16, 12. Quarterfinals, 14 right there. And then you're up to 17 games.
Yeah,
that's more games than the Super League. And I do agree the league format kind of sucks.
Yeah.
These guys are already playing more games. And FIFA's adding a new Club World Cup, where it's every 4 years in the summer, 32 top club teams from around the world. So these are even more games.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are being run into the ground already. Like, something needs to change.
On top of that, though, the Super League, like, isn't necessarily replacing any of these tournaments or competitions. Mm-hmm. Like, this proposal, it's... Like, We don't know where it's going to go, and it could go to a point where, we cannot replace the Champions League. UEFA is too strong, and they're not going to back down from that. We're just adding another competition entirely.
Yeah,
well, and I completely disagree
with that. But you can't do both. You can't do both.
No.
Like, if you're a the thing is, Madrid, Barcelona, and Juventus have already said, we're going after UEFA, we want to replace you. Like, we are trying to get rid of your competition, we want to have our own. That would go every week. It would just straight up replace the Champions League. And then at that point, you would just have clubs kind of deciding, do we side with UEFA, like Bayern and PSG, who are going for this new Champions League format. They're working... They now run all the club associations, because now that Madrid, Barcelona, Juventus, all the executives have left these European associations because they're anti-UEFA.
Yeah.
So now we also have two super clubs who dominate their leagues. They're monopolies, really. They get all the money from their leagues too, running everything. So everything's kind of catered. They're going to try and cater everything to themselves. So that's what's currently happening.
Yeah. So, like, I think the Premier League is the best set up league. Well, obviously it's got the most revenue out of every league.
Yeah.
It's got the most viewership. But also the way that they distribute the revenue to the teams in the league, it's distributed equitably across the division. So, like, I remember you were saying, like, what's it, Bournemouth outbid AC Milan on like a player, and like these other leagues, the bottom tier clubs don't make much money.
No, they you don't know, at all.
They don't get like an equity like share and revenue from the league.
But that's why I'm worried about Bayern and PSG, because those are the main guys.
Yeah,
like, it's something I think. Yeah, Bayern pays more than in wages to their players per year than Dortmund makes in revenue per year, which is insane. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you compete with that kind of money? PSG is it's definitely the same thing. There's no chance that there's another club in France that's making as much money as what PSG just pays Mbappe, for example.
Well, so
that's already, and those guys are now running UEFA. Those are the heads of every top executive at those two clubs. Or running UEFA.
Right.
So now
they're not going to want to leave at all.
They're not going to want to leave.
Well, I think that was a consequence of the first proposal of the Super League in 2021, right?
Yeah, so everyone was
PSG chairman or president immediately sided with Alexander Shefrin, president of UEFA. So that alliance has been formed. Now that essentially given PSG, a top club,
exactly,
the back door into UEFA, which gives them a lot of advantages compared to the rest of the league, right?
And those are like the champions of not paying other clubs equitably in their league. Like PSG and Bayern dominate financially. No one can compete with them.
Yeah.
There's no chance. The Premier League's pretty good, but La Liga's really bad. Serie A's pretty good.
That's what I find crazy too. Like, you've got Real Madrid like kind of spearheading this whole Super League thing. And then you have like Real Madrid and Barcelona. Over the past 20 years, they've like been consistently like the most dominant teams in La Liga, yeah. even in Europe as well, like maybe not the past like few years, mm-hmm. but and then those are teams that are making all of the money in their league. The yeah. the lower level Spanish teams in La Liga are not getting that like mm-hmm. equity stake mm-hmm. or whatever, and like it just increases the gap so much. And then Barcelona eventually like screw themselves over, like, oh, we have no money, we yeah. can't like re-sign Messi, whatever, and then they're like pushing for the Super League when they're already like screwing over all of the lower level teams in the same league.
Yeah, I know, it's like something obviously in it for them, but they also can't compete with Man City or the Premier League teams. Like Real Madrid, who makes the most money in all of sports.
Yeah,
they make over $1 billion in revenue every year. They can't compete for players in Manchester City. It's yeah. just crazy. They only do it based on their name, but they don't have the money. They can't go sign. All they did is they made transfers for like 3 years. All they did was sell. So that's why they were saving up for Mbappe. Man City could go drop $200 million for him tomorrow. So could Chelsea. And even though they've spent so much more money than anyone yeah. else. So it's just a way to... There has to be a way for these other clubs to catch up to the Premier League. And obviously you can't blame the Premier League. There's marketing way better and getting... broadcasting rights.
It's just a more popular league. They're attracting more players, they're attracting more viewers, they're making more revenue.
Because there's better like better marketing and they're getting way better broadcasting rights. Yeah, but that shouldn't mean that they get to dominate financially. Because now we're getting to the stage where it's going to be like the NBA or the NFL and the XFL. Like a big league that everyone watches and then no one even pays attention to the other one. So what's the point of having a Champions League if it's going to be English clubs dominating every year? Because we're getting to that stage.
What do you think is going to happen to Bundesliga when the Super League happens?
Well,
like,
ideally,
what do you think is going to happen to Serie A? Like,
well, the clubs will have more money to distribute, and I think,
but like, just I'm talking about like you were talking about viewership and stuff, mm-hmm. like TV rights.
Just, well,
nobody's going to care about.
But it would just replace the Champions League. So no, I mean, Serie A's watch a lot less than the Champions League. So is the Premier League. It would just replace it. It's not changing anything to Serie A.
I think that is going to be incredibly hard to, like, just make UEFA, like, say, like, okay, like, Champions League is over.
Well, you'd have to get all the clubs would have to agree to, like, we're going to leave UEFA. That's what needs to happen. There's going to be court battles. There already are court battles.
Yeah.
Constantly going on about this. These clubs have wanted to do it for a while. Like, Bayern, everyone was talking about how they rejected the Super League. They rejected that format, but they tried to start it 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They were the number one guys. They went to all these big clubs, were like, we're going to leave UEFA, let's do this. And they only switched up because of the fan backlash.
Yeah.
They knew it was going to be a bomb, it was going to be terrible. And it was.
Yeah.
The format was awful.
Well, they've reaped the rewards now as well.
And they've reaped all the rewards.
Yeah.
Now they're in the prime position.
Yeah, they're in the best position. So they were not going to want to leave UEFA at all.
Exactly. But there has to be a way of, like, you're going to be fine, but we need to do it for all the other clubs. Someone needs to just take charge and be like, we're going to break away. We're going to forfeit the Champions League.
I also just don't have a lot of confidence in the ability of the league to capture the hearts of the players, because you have to think about what a Champions League means to every team, every individual player.
But if it's the exact same tournament, just with a different name, no one's going to care. They're still getting paid. They're going to get paid more. Why would the players not want that? If they were promised we're going to play less games, you're going to get paid more. They're saying yes on the spot. It would protect the players a lot more.
I feel like you're so hooked on that it's going to replace the Champions League, though. Like,
mm-hmm.
the current proposal is not that, though.
It's a competitor to it. So they try to bring all the clubs away to leave the Champions League, go play with them. Madrid is not going to play the Super League and the Champions League. It's a
For
direct,
sure.
we're going to stick with one.
Well, Madrid's president is, like, spearheading
the
Super League,
yeah.
so...
Are they proposing that, like, if the Super League happens, are they proposing, like, the same kind of format for what teams go into which kind of section of the leagues?
Yeah, that's what they were talking about. I mean,
they're supposed to be multiple divisions.
Yeah, I love the idea of it's actually a Champions League where only the champions go in. So instead of top four from La Liga, let's say, it'd be great if it was one or two. But you have more countries, so the Serbian 1 and 2 get to go in, and then they get paid so much more money. And there should be set part of, let's say you make $100 million just for being in this per year, it should be you get 50, or maybe let's say you get 20, but the other 80 is distributed to your league, so everyone else is helped out.
I think the only thing about that is that it would make it, like, you know, as the winner of the Serbian league versus Man City.
Yeah,
like,
that's fine. But over time, but if they're making 80 million a year now, they can start to buy players from low Premier League teams or low Serie A and get better and better.
And then the Serbian league's going to get destroyed because everybody's going to try to go to this top team in Serbia and nobody's going to care about the other teams.
But it has to be, that's what I meant. So if you make 100 million, 20 million goes to you just for being in this competition. The other 80 goes to the other league or the other teams in your league.
It's a cool idea.
And even a little bit maybe to the second division. Yeah. Like, we need to, even the championship in England, Leicester goes down. They just have way more money and way better players and way better wages. They're going to go right back up.
Well, yeah, the championship is probably is like high revenue than Liga is, I think, or like close. Like, maybe other than PSG.
Yeah.
Like, they still make so much money. Yeah.
But it's still dying. The people are watching the championship less and less. All the second divisions are going down and down.
Yeah.
So more money, like, the Premier League are constantly criticized for not giving any money to the championship. No money trickles down unless you're buying players. So you have to again pray that Premier League clubs are coming for your top players, which is making your teams weaker.
Yeah,
that's the only way to make money.
Yeah,
and the championship clubs are also going bankrupt every year. There's always a team that just gets negative 15 points or whatever because they can't pay their players, they can't pay bills.
Also, when you get relegated, you always have a price cut on your players as well.
Yeah,
you know, you're not getting, you know, for example, James Ward-Prowse could have
25 million,
40, 50.
Maybe it was Romeo Lavia paid for 50 million for an 18-year-old who didn't have a good season in the Premier League. I mean, law of promise, but you bought 50 million because you're a Premier League team coming for a best player. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to pay a lot of money. Yeah. That's ridiculous to pay that much money for someone in the championship.
That is pretty crazy.
And no other championship club besides one who was just relegated from the Premier League could get anything like that.
I think that's also the Chelsea effect, though, now.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone. But even Liverpool were going to pay that. They were happy to pay 50.
Well, I think Chelsea, like Chelsea, Liverpool, City, Arsenal, United.
Yeah.
Kind of the top six, I guess. You know, most clubs are going to be like, for their star players, they're going to be like, you can cough up the money. We see.
We're even at a point now where it's like, Gabby Jesus, for example, do you think Man City wanted to sell him to Arsenal, one of their biggest
No.
But no one else in Europe could afford.
No one else can buy.
So it's just
same as Zinchenko.
We're at a point now where if you're a big, if you're a player, or if you're a top club in England and you want to sell someone, he's just going right to another top Premier League club because no one else can afford him. So your competition's getting better.
It seems.
And eventually, all the top players in Europe are going to go to the Premier League and they're going to stay in the Premier League. No one can leave because the money is just too good.
But like that's so also on the different leagues, like
it
having a terrible format.
It
like the Premier
is.
League allows a more competitive league because more teams have access to money, and like it's just more balanced. Like every year you have different teams competing for the league title. I mean, City's been pretty dominant.
Well,
recently,
it's the,
but like
maybe the least, because Man City dominates every year. Bundesliga, Ligue 1, and the Premier League. It's just. It's over every year before it starts. We all know City's going to win. We all know PSG's
going to win. But, like, over the past, 10 years, the Premier League has had so many different winners. It's had so many...
It's had three in 10 years.
Not more.
Milan's won... Or, sorry, Italy's had four in the last 4 years. La Liga's had three in the last 5 years.
I gotta
even PSG had three in the last 10 years. What's it called? PSG. Might as well call it PSG League.
PSG.
They've had three winners in the last 10 years. Lille have won it. Monaco have won it. PSG have won it. That's in the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even Bundesliga, Bayern's Liga, that's different. But
Bayern's Liga.
Dortmund almost won last year, but it would have been an absolute fluke if they had won.
Yeah.
I mean, that league's just done. Like, it's just exciting to see who comes second this year. Like,
yeah,
that's the fun part. Same with the Premier League. It's more the battle isn't for the title. It's like who's gonna get the fourth place spot. Like that's what makes it exciting now, which kind of sucks.
There's been five different winners over the past 10 years.
Who's won?
Liverpool, Chelsea, Leicester, United.
Okay.
Yeah.
United in 2023. Yeah. Or 2013. Well, Leicester again, fluke. Awesome. Like, but it's never gonna happen again in the Premier League. No one. Like, do you think Southampton come up and take on City? It's never going to happen again. Especially
we're
going
to have to see
disparity.
Something crazy for that to happen.
Like, the prayers in the Premier League is that Pep leaves City and they just mess up who they bring in next. That's the only thing that can stop City from winning the next 10 in a row, 15 in a row, 20. So,
it sounds like what's needed in every league, pretty much, is just it's a more equal spreading of revenue and TV rights. And, you know, they need to bring more money to those lower teams to help build them stronger. Mm-hmm. To make it a more even playing field.
So will that happen with the Super League?
That's the idea behind it.
It's pretty much the top teams in every league are joining the Super League. What happens to the bottom teams?
Well, they already said that the leagues would all get more money. So they'd have, so whoever, if you're a country and your team plays in the Super League, the Super League is going to give money to your whole league, not just to whoever's in it. Of course, Madrid's going to make a lot more money. Yeah. They're going to make so much money. But it is going to help the other clubs.
Like, there's just more money in it overall, though. Like, there's going to be way more money to the teams that are in the Super League.
But they've talked about the trickle down effect. They want to get money to these other clubs. Because
I think it's still going to be such a massive step, the difference.
But it already is. Like, something needs to change. It's just a new idea. And, of course, maybe 20 years from now in the Super League, maybe Madrid finds a way to finesse it where the money stops going to La Liga. But that's already happening. It's like something needs to happen now. So, like, UEFA's protecting the top clubs more. They're getting more money already with this new Champions League format. You don't have to, you can fit it, you get relegated and be in the Champions League the next season. That's what the rules are setting up in. It's the same thing as the original Super League format, almost. They just concealed it.
But it's different, though, because you still have to do well in the Champions League.
To get that, the
previous Super League format was you're just in the Super League.
But again, Bayern's always going to do well because they have so much more money than anyone else. They're always going to do well. Like, it's Man City's always going to do well. The semifinalists are the same, are going to be similar almost every year. Like, Milan and Inter getting in last year was fluky. Like, that's not going to happen every year. It's going to be City, Liverpool, Madrid, Bayern. Let's throw Barcelona and PSG in there. Those are going to be the teams to beat every season. It's never going to change.
Do you ever think UEFA would consider kind of doing that kind of same style that the Super League would want to do?
I'd hope so, but from what they said, no, they don't want to change anything. And Seferin calls himself the savior of football after he's like, I shut it down myself. And it's like, dude, no, you protected Bayern and PSG.
He's not bringing more money to the leagues. He's bringing more money to the rich.
Exactly.
Teams.
And he's himself. Yeah. He makes a lot. I think he makes $3 million a year. Something ridiculous how much money he makes himself.
Yeah.
Like, you're a federation owner. You should maybe, okay, sure, treat yourself. Make a couple $100K. I think he took a nice bonus, actually. He took, like, a big bonus in 2021. While all the clubs are, like, ruined because of COVID, he was taking out extra bonuses for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not a savior. He's already making things worse. The Super League, it's a total gamble of whether it works, and I'm sure these big rich guys are going to find a way to ruin it and keep it for themselves.
Most definitely.
But it's the only way I can think of that changes what's happening now, this big financial disparity. So, and it's not just the Premier League. Like, they can't be mad about the Premier League for just marketing way better. But you look at the Bundesliga, Bayern's just so dominant. PSG is so much more dominant. They're just making way more money than everyone else. So there needs to be a way to get more money to these leagues. And, like, Bayern is not going to change their mind. They're not going to let these other teams make. Mm-hmm. They're not going to give money away. Neither is PSG. They're in such nice positions. They win the league every year. They're huge commercially. Why would you ever give that up? So someone needs to step in and be like, this is what's going to happen. It's still going to be good for you. You're still going to make lots of money. You're going to make more money. But we need to try and get money to everyone else too.
Could the presidents of, like, the domestic leagues do anything about it?
They're supposed to be doing it.
I would say they should be, like, quite supportive of that.
Yeah, they absolutely kind of should. Right. But again, PSG, like, the owner of Nasser Khelaifi, he owns beIN Sports, who distributes Ligue 1 rights all over the world. Who owns everything for those rights?
Yeah, so he doesn't care.
Yeah, so he's the one giving all the money to the league.
Yes,
he's so, of course, he's like, just give it all back to me. Like, you owe me because I'm making this league better.
Yeah. And I think also that those teams just bring in, you know, like, for example, in La Liga, like, you know, Barcelona and Real Madrid bring in all the money as well. They bring in all the viewership. Yeah. So I guess they, you know, they don't want to piss off those big teams and they're, you know,
exactly,
kind of make them angry.
And there was a quote. So when the Super League was announced, there was a big emergency meeting in Serie A, and Agnelli, who is the old Juventus CEO, they said to him, like, this is so unfair. Like, it's only you, Milan, and Inter who's going to get all the money now. Like, you guys are going to dominate forever. And it's, and he was just like, well, we have for 100 years. Like, it's always us three. Like, you get the, someone will sneak a league in. It's always the top three clubs who win, usually. So, like, it's just so difficult for any of these guys to want to give up that money. So, yeah. I mean, Florentino Perez, he's not going to give up money. Like, Madrid, he's still going to want Madrid to make a billion every year. So there has to be a way to trickle it down. Well, like, there has to be a way. Yeah. Exactly. So the new Super League, if it is promotion relegation, it just means more money for everyone else.
So one thing I wanted to mention with that, so the new Super League format, as of now, it's what, 80 teams, 3 divisions? Mm-hmm. And so you're going to get promotion relegation through that. But so overall, out of those 80 teams, if you're getting promotion relegation through each division...
Pulisic scored 87th minute winner. Let's go.
But so if you're going to get promotion relegation through those divisions, division 1, 2, 3, and then through the third into the other leagues, you're going to get a turnover of what, like 3 teams per season? Out of 80 squads, that's not a lot of turnover for other teams to get a chance to get into the Super League. Like, it's still going to be very hard for the big teams to ever get, like, relegated, for example, and for, like, up-and-coming teams to really get a chance to get in.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, let's say it's 3 teams that are relegated, promoted out of each league. That's 3 teams out of all of Europe or wherever, whatever leagues are going to join the Super League that get a chance to actually, like, get into the third division of the Super League. I don't think that's enough turnover.
Yeah, I agree. That sucks. I don't think promotion relegation works for this. Like, unless it replaces all the top 5 domestic leagues, which I think is a terrible idea.
That's
terrible, because 80 teams versus what? How many teams are in the top?
I guess. Well, I mean, there would be more divisions, you know what I mean? Like, they just...
Well, they need to make it, like, 10 divisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think that we're talking, that could be interesting. I still prefer domestic leagues, but...
The thing is, though, right, is also the small clubs don't have the financial ability to travel around Europe.
Yeah, that's true.
They need planes and stuff, and they don't have that.
Yeah. So,
it can't be like that. Like, again, that's a proposal.
That's the current proposal, though, and so I'm saying, like, I'm totally against that. That just does not work.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're changing it. Constantly, like, I don't think that's gonna get off the ground. I think people are gonna poke holes in that. Like, you just poke huge holes in that. Like, I hate that too. I think
it's terrible. Like, they're trying to market it as, like, an open competition now.
Yeah.
But, like, it's.
So, what would you think would be a better system then to kind of help increase turnover?
Increase turnover. So I'd say no Super League. You keep your own leagues. You keep the Champions League. You guys have. Teams in each league have to fight to get a Champions League position to play in that competition.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the other leagues have to figure out some sort of, like, equity revenue to be spread between the rest of the league.
Right.
Because they're just so far apart. And, like, for example, like, Real Madrid, like, past 20 years, they've been, like, one of the best teams in the world. They're making all the money in La Liga with Barcelona. The other teams are getting barely anything, you know? Like, they're making record-breaking signings year after year, getting all the top players in the world. Like, if you look at their squads back then, they were absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But, like, now all of a sudden, they don't have much money and they're complaining. Like, I don't know, nobody said anything back then.
It's true. But there's also a lot, the leagues are a lot more balanced. Like, Madrid... Like, they could pay more, but not a ton more. Like, you'd still, like, could compete financially with United or Chelsea or a Milan. Like, all the big clubs all around Europe could all compete. That was the thing. So if you were, like, Milan was still fighting with Madrid to sign players. So you chose Madrid because it's, like, the history. Now that's the only reason to join them. We're still going to make more money joining someone else. And it's usually they'll choose someone else. Like, Jude Bellingham, that's not going to happen every year. Like, Holland chose Man City. That's going to get worse and worse because they're going to be able to pay more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, if it all stays the same, then what happens to the rest of the leagues when the top 20 teams in the league in the world are all Premier League teams and there's no one can ever compete? What's the point of having a Champions League if the top 5 now, so the best performing leagues, now get a 5th spot, so there's going to be 5 Premier League teams every year? What happens when the semifinals and the final are all Premier League teams every year? Because we're going to get to that stage, and it's going to happen soon. I think it already is happening
now. I don't think it happens often, though.
It's going to get worse and worse, is what I'm saying. No, it hasn't happened yet, but it's going to get worse and worse.
Every league is still going to have their like one or two teams that are so far apart from the rest of the league in these like farmers leagues or whatever. So those guys are always going to be making all the money from that league year after year, and they're always going to have a team that can compete in the Champions League.
But that's the only way to compete with Premier League money, is by paying one team in your league to make them dominant, so you can actually have a chance of fighting Man City. And that's going to get worse and worse, so the Premier League teams are going to get richer and
richer. I hear you, but I also think that it's not the best practice going into a Champions League game when you beat every team in the past like 12 games, because none of them can compete with your team. If a league gets more competitive and teams are better and better, there's going to be more competition with it between the teams to like improve and play better against better opponents.
But then you can't compete against the Premier League teams because you're not having as much money. You can't compete with the same players. Madrid will not be able to afford to shoot Bellingham. He'll go to the Premier League. Then Mbappe next year, they won't be able to give him the same wages as Man United.
I hear you. There's definitely a problem, but like, I just do not think the Super League is the answer.
So what is the answer then? What makes these all the leagues more even, besides praying that they somehow get their marketing better, so that they spread the wealth around?
That's where financial fair play was really supposed to come into play.
And how's that going?
And it's not going well. I think they need a restructure of financial fair play. Because I swear you hear it like every year, like, oh, this team is like at the limit, like they can't buy any more players. There's always a way. Like financial fair play does absolutely nothing.
Yeah. And even if you are found guilty, they just go appeal it in the Court of Appeals.
Yeah.
And they're banned. Like, City getting banned for 2 years. They just went and appealed it. Okay, we're good.
Like,
no penalty.
So something like that has to be, like, there has to be stronger lines to determine what can and cannot be done. Like, there should, I don't know if, like, you guys would agree with a salary cap.
But something like that is
an option that could really help.
Well, there are
teams.
So that is being talked about. Both Bayern and PSG with the new powers of UEFA, they both asked for it, actually. They said, we need salary caps. And Bayern's was awesome. They said it has to be low and you're not allowed to break it. Like the NFL, you cannot spend a dollar more than a salary cap. Hard cap.
Yeah.
PSG's was like the NBA. If you spend more, then you just have to pay more luxury taxes. So the Golden State Warriors always, for example, to pay Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant at the time, they were always over the salary cap, so they paid extra on top to pay the penalties.
Yeah.
So then we're back at square one, where PSG's going to be like, okay, we'll just buy all the best players.
It's got to be like a firm like line.
Yeah.
Like,
but in the EU, you're not allowed to put a limit on how much people are paid. So it's out of the question. Unless the EU changes their whole labor laws, impossible.
Yeah. I think
so. We can't
do it just
either
for the Prem.
Yeah. But then they would never do that, because they would never do that.
It's just
so we're back at square one.
Compete with a country, like,
I know
Man City has an entire country essentially behind them.
Yeah,
you know?
I think another thing which we haven't really talked about yet is the impact of the Saudis on this as well.
The Roisin Saudi League.
Yeah. So, I mean, another problem with the Champions League, are we not Saudis playing the UEFA European Cup?
There was talk about a wild card slot, right, for the Saudi winner.
I mean, to be honest, where it's going, they could have three or four teams from the Saudi who could probably easily compete in one of the top ones.
They could definitely reach round 16. So like Al Ittihad and Al Hilal, they could reach round 16 of the Champions League, 100%. Maybe even quarterfinal.
And the thing is, like, is it possible to kind of hold them to the same regulations and same kind
it's
of
guidelines? It's impossible.
It's impossible.
No, right?
We're just at a stage now in football. I think it's just sad. I don't think there is an answer. I think we're screwed. Where there's no romanticism out anymore. It's just like,
no,
big money,
it's
billionaires like slapping the balls on the table, and it's like,
yeah,
it's all about like who's there's, what's the term, big dicking each other. Like, we looked at Mbappe between PSG and Madrid.
Yeah.
Madrid were like 180 million, 200 million with a year left on expiry.
It's just
PSG are like,
it's a
nah,
right?
Like,
yeah,
like, by saying no to your 200 million, we're just showing that we're bigger and tougher than you. And it's like, no, like,
crazy, man.
Oh, that's
insane.
It's just like
forced into place to be big and forced into growth with their national investment fund, right?
Mm-hmm. So we're just at a stage now where it's money talks. There's nothing we can do about it. Yeah. And the federations are just, all they care about is more money. Yeah. So the World Cup in Qatar, we're probably going to Saudi Arabia in 2034. That bid was announced a couple days ago.
Sorry, my nan just killed two players.
Oh.
Big Mike.
Literally, okay.
Like, it's just going to get worse and worse. Yeah. And there's just nothing we can do about it. It's just, like, whoever has more money is just going to win now.
Absolutely.
Like, what? I was going to save this for the hot takes episode. But, like, a Leicester win the Premier League, that's never going to happen again. Just because the money is just so much bigger now.
So you don't believe in Wrexham?
Well, to be fair, they have way richer owners than any team in the 25. Oh. Or, sorry, in, like, third division. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Bro, he took a knee to the neck.
Oh, that's horrible.
And he landed funny.
I hope they replay that again.
Ouch.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, this was the other one.
That's the other one. Oh, he really just took out two guys.
They got to replay the first one. That was nuts.
Ouch. Oh, God. Wow. That's tough.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. We're just at a stage. I don't think small teams never challenge again.
Yeah,
I think it's at that point. The money's just... Money talks,
but you never know. Like, you've got these big teams. Like, look at Chelsea, man. We spent so much money and we can't get a team to gel. Like, you got to have a good manager. You got to have a good team that plays together and knows the system your manager's playing. You got to have enough depth. Be lucky with injuries. Yeah. Like, it can always happen. Yeah. I think
it's definitely, you know, you're definitely tilting the scale if you have the money towards you in favor.
Yeah, like, well, Man City are a well-run club. Yeah. Plus, exactly. They have unlimited money, so they're just unstoppable.
But I mean, even if you look at a club like, you know, I mean, Dortmund's not like a you know, don't have no money, but they're also like incredibly well run, and you see how much profit they make all the time from the talent.
But they can never compete ever.
Yeah. They have in previous years.
10 years, well, they haven't won a league in 11 years. Last year was their shot. I don't think they'll get that close for another 10 years.
I don't necessarily agree. Like, if the league title was like 1 or 2 point difference, I can't remember exactly.
It was close.
It was that close. It was the last game.
But Bayern also had their worst season in 10 years.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, anything can happen always.
My nan red card.
Oof. No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's tough.
Oh, to that Dortmund point, I have to say, if you look at...
Like, it was an accident, but fair enough to knee a guy in the head.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, should we wrap it up there? Conclusions. Anything else?
One last thing I wanted to mention. So in terms of, we got the Super League. We've got like the three divisions. We were talking about relegation promotion and how it wouldn't be a great system to like bring in new teams and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I also think like if you've got three different leagues in the Super League, like the viewership is gonna really be pulled towards like those leagues, maybe not like quite the third one if it's a lot of smaller clubs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just really gonna take away so much from the domestic leagues that are already in place.
So how many leagues does UEFA have in the competitions? They have three leagues. It's the exact same thing. It's not pulling away anyone.
But like, I don't necessarily think it's a Champions League remake. You know, like they're marketing it as a league.
But it's
like you play weekly games. Yeah, like, but you've got your midweek fixtures.
It's only during the midweek, so it's the same as the Champions League. Just okay, there's not a final at the end. And I think they would have a playoff system to make it more like the European Cup. I think they'll find a way. Like it is the same. Like, especially if it's midweek, no one's gonna not watch. Oh, I watched the Champions League game or the Super League game on Wednesday, so I can't watch my El Clasico on Saturday. No one's gonna think that, you know. Who's going to that?
Giroud's going to Nets. I just stick the big man in that. Let's go.
So good. Never thought I'd see the day. That is hilarious.
Is this a pen or?
That's what I was scared of.
Yeah. It's a free kick.
I thought it was free kick.
It's a free kick.
What is my Mignon kit? Giroud.
That's so good. Wow.
Oh man.
Okay. Well. I think we're going to watch this, so we'll wrap this up here.
Mm-hmm.
Good episode.
Yeah.
Nice little debate.
Yeah.
It kind of went on a cool little...
Do we have to rule who wins it? Like, I don't think we need to. I think it's just fun to talk about.
I think we just came up kind of with our own... kind of strategy to do.
There's just so many possibilities where the Super League could go. So it's I think so as of now, it's not ready.
Proposals.
I'd like to see another proposal.
Yeah, but I think something has to change. And I think we all agree something has to change.
And I think it will. I think they're going to understand. They're going to hit a lot of roadblocks on the way.
I'm worried it's never going to change, especially with FIFA hanging out with Saudis and their league getting bigger.
It's highly possible. I
really hope so.
You know, money is power at the end of the day, right? Yeah. Those big clubs who won't want to move will be willing just to stick their ground and stay there. So, all right. Well, thank you all very much for watching our video, first video ever, and this little debate with the new season, new rebrand of the Football Spectacle. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you all next time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning into the Football Spectacle. Make sure to follow us for more thrilling football stories, updates, and analysis.